Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, May 4. Coming up, Parliament approves customs tariff revision, $30 million allocated for Ramps in Schools project, and JBDC to host its annual Small Business Expo and Conference on May 16. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Parliament has approved the Customs Tariff Revision Amendment Resolution 2018. The resolution is required to give effect to the implementation of the revised custom external tariff based on the new 2017 Harmonized System of Classifications. Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark, who tabled the resolution in the lower house, says the country is required to adopt the amendments as a CARICOM member state.
The Harmonized System is the World Customs Organization's international multipurpose product nomenclature used as a basis for the customs tariff and the collection of international trade statistics. The World Customs Organization, WCO, is responsible for the harmonized system and revises the system at regular intervals to ensure that it reflects changes in technology or in patterns of international trade.
Dr. Clark was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says the CARICOM Secretariat had requested member states to implement the revised CET based on the new harmonization system on January 1 this year. However, Jamaica only received the final draft of the document from CARICOM on March 16. The minister says a commitment was made to implement the harmonization system by this month. A sum of $30 million has been allocated for the installation of ramps in primary and secondary schools. This as part of the Education Ministry's Access to All JA initiative, being undertaken as part of Labor Day activities.
We encourage partnership. The National Education Trust, Senator Matthew and LaToya, are our enabling entity that will receive donations from corporate Jamaica or citizens who wish to contribute to this initiative. So we want to make sure all or 960-odd schools at the primary and secondary level are, in fact, accessible.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid. Meanwhile, the St. Anne's Bay Infant School in St. Anne and Cumberland Health Center in St. Catherine have been identified as the national projects for Labor Day on May 23. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be seeking to expand its opportunity fair to other sections of the island. The opportunity fair was most recently held in Denham Town, Kingston, and sought to introduce residents to the services of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. These include the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH, and the Social Intervention Programme. State Minister for Labour and Social Security Xavier Main says the opportunity fair was also a component of the social intervention initiatives for the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations.
This is just a start, and we can imagine that since we are based in Kingston, the first objective is to target the operation that is closest to us. Based on what I see here, the event has been a success thus far, and it is very, very, very likely that we are going to expand this to other parts.
Minister Main was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is preparing to host its annual Small Business Expo and Conference on Wednesday, May 16 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Deputy CEO Harold Davis says the event, to be held under the theme The Business Anatomy, Exploring the Hidden Parts, will focus on informing entrepreneurs about aspects of a business that are often overlooked but are critical to the survival of any enterprise. Focus areas will include the entrepreneurial mindset, corporate governance, building the right team, and legal obligations.
There's a hunger for good information. Persons are looking to get into business in a serious kind of way. Persons are looking to get into business because they see opportunities. So because of that hunger, we see persons really flocking to events like this.
This year, the expo will feature 45 exhibitors from the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise sector, including business owners who successfully completed the JBDC's inaugural accelerator program in November 2017. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.